that here in about an hour.
Also controversial is our next guest joining us now on the ticket hotline is the great Tiger Woods. Good morning, Tiger. Hey, thanks for joining us, especially after a rough week last week where you missed the cut. Now you're getting ready to play again at the Players' Championship. 79 in your second round last week. That is not good.
I'm really in a slump.
Yeah, it's tough missing the cut.
No, I mean, I haven't nailed a waitress in 2 months. But I'm so revved up. I'm thinking of just quitting golf and returning to call girls.
What? No.
That would be a bad move.
I want to move to a field where I can get it in the hole every time.
Tiger.
Talk about basketball. I can dunk.
Oh, okay. I didn't play hoop.
Yeah. No, I think a lot of people are missing the real reason that I played so poorly at Quail Hollow.
Hmm.
I had a lot of diarrhea.
What?
A lot of diarrhea.
You did?
I did, actually, yeah. I ate a bad chimichanga, and my butt was leaking more crude than a BP offshore rig.
Just like Chan Ho, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I've had my fill of Mickelson.
Oh, have you?
Oh, gosh.
Is he still haunting you?
There's nothing right about Lefty.
Oh, my gosh, Tiger.
You know the thing I hate most about Phil Mickelson?
Hmm.
That he's alive.
Oh, that's mean.
That. That's terrible. I could say
Tiger.
Something like that.
I believe there's a little something I can do about that.
What's that?
I just happen to know a person who's very good at cutting the brake lines on SUVs.
Well,
oh my gosh.
Her name's Elon.
Well, how is everything with you and Elon?
I think Elon's leaving me.
Oh, oh no.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I think she's leaving me. My dad.
Yeah.
Earl.
Yeah.
The overbearing drunk that does Nike ads from the grave.
Yeah.
And the one that wallowed in my mama's trough until she had a philandering baby up in her that later fell out in one tournament. He told me not to marry that white devil, Elon.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. And I should have listened to him.
Well, Tiger,
I'm sure Phil's just loving all my problems and making fun of me and enjoying all the tabloid stories, but I remind you, I have more majors than Phil.
Mm-hmm.
I still have more money. And I still have more women coming out of the woodwork saying I treated them like a sperm bank. So,
oh, my gosh.
We have that to look forward to.
Oh,
and speaking of that, new Vanity Fair article out this week, a lot of your ex-mistresses talking about your behavior and these affairs. And
they said I was good in bed, though, didn't they?
Well, yeah, some of them did.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of them also said that after sex, you would sit in front of the TV eating Fruit Loops, watching cartoons, that you were very childlike.
See, that lie is so full of lies. That is so false. God, that pisses me off.
Just flat out false.
Sometimes I eat Lucky Charms and watch Sesame Street. Couldn't they have mentioned that?
Yeah, no one mentioned that.
I know you guys are up against it. I've got to go practice.
Okay, yeah, get ready
you do.
For the players.
Okay, bye.
See ya. That's our old buddy Tiger Woods here on the Donovan Miller Show. It's 8:46 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. All right, for the depressed...